Coach, what did you make of that?
Well, I think it's kind of textbook. If you want to beat our hockey team, if you want to beat the Steelers, all you need to do is compete hard, force us to battle, force us to make simple plays, and just put pressure on us for about a 13-minute span, and you'll beat us.
You say that wryly, I suppose, at this point. How frustrating, if it's as simple as that, is it for you right now?
We speak about these things. Our captain speaks about it. Our coach speaks about it. And nothing gets applied. It's beyond frustrating. But that's it. I mean, if that's the way you want to beat us, there it is.
What do you do about that?
I think as a group, there needs to be some mental toughness needs to come in. You know, we do a lot of things, you know, standard stuff as coaches, show videos and stuff, you know, communicate one-on-one. But until there is a decision, a group decision to improve in those areas, we will continue to struggle against the so-called better teams.
Big defeat in Nottingham, big defeat in Coventry, big defeat against the Belfast Giants to a certain degree. Are there similarities in each one of those defeats?
Oh, yeah. They're, I would say near carbon copy games in the sense of there's a period in the game, whether it be 10 minutes, whether it be 17 minutes, where we go incredibly weak mentally, incredibly weak physically, and just fold for those minutes, and the other teams score a number of goals. It's not one or two goals. I mean, it's 4 to 5 goals. You mentioned those games. Top of my head, I think Coventry was 5. Nottingham was 5.
It was 4.
Tonight was 4. So teams know that. And if they don't know it, I'm telling them right now.
Are you angry?
Well, yeah. I think anytime you lose that many games in a row, you should be angry. It's not me as a person or as a coach to have that, and that's got to filter down. I believe we've got the group that can do it. I think there's no question that we can do it. But until there's a decision amongst them, we will, again, I keep saying it, but struggle against the so-called better teams. And you got to give Belfast credit for the two games. I thought they played incredibly well. We played our textbook game.
Some people would describe the Sheffield Steelers as bullies, playground bullies. You can go and beat up on the little kids, but when it comes to the big kids who stand up to you, you don't do it in the same way. Is that fair? Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think statistically there's people that would probably, or statistics that would probably back that up, but I think it's just the teams that, again, apply those pressure areas. I don't want to keep repeating it, those kind of 3-4 areas, that they're able to do that, and that's what causes us problems.
You lost the influential Matthew Waugh this evening. What's his situation?
He had to go to the hospital. He had blocked a shot in his upper body, and I think we'll just leave it at that for now, but it was he needed some medical attention. It was that bad, and you know, he's a huge bright spot for us. He's an absolute warrior, that guy does. So for him to go to the lineup, it hurt us.
Maybe you had to juggle things a little bit on the power play. You asked Jeff Legui to fill in his spot on the first unit, also on the first power play unit as well. It changes though, doesn't it, when you don't have that presence in front of the net, and it makes it that much more difficult for you to get the pressure you need.
Didn't matter who we had on the ice. The other team was pressuring, and we weren't being able to handle the pressure mentally or physically, so we weren't able to execute.
Are you surprised at that?
Yes, very, very surprised at it, especially after, you know, the positive reinforcement feedback that's been given over the number of games where, you know, the results haven't been there, but the performances have been good enough to win those games. to have a good long chat this morning, what we intended to do tonight, and then just to go back on that team chat is it's poor. It's weak. Weak, very weak.
What do you do? What do you do now?
I think it's some reassessment time on just some areas of our game. And, you know, again, there's a million different ways that coaches try to do it. But I think if you ask me that question in 16 to 24 hours time, I'd probably have a more constructive answer. I think I'm a little bit frustrated now to just kind of point out what I might look to do.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.